Hello and happy Monday on August 11th. I hope that you're having a wonderful start to your day or midday refresher, or even if you're headed to bed tonight, that the Lord is reminding you of who He is through His Word. That's His promise, that He will show Himself in His Word. In our memory verse, we have Matthew 14, verse 27. Where Jesus reveals to us, even more than maybe is on the surface, that He is God of the universe. This is what it says. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus is reminding them, as God reminded Moses, "I am who I am, and I have power over creation." What is it in your life today that you need a reminder that the Lord is in control, that you can trust Him? I pray that these words would be words of encouragement for you. Take courage. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. Today on our Monday readings, we read about the resurrection. Now, the first day of the week in Bible times was Sunday. And for us in our church calendar, it is Sunday too, the day of resurrection. But for many of us, we think about Monday being the first day of the work week. And I'm kind of excited that on the first day of our work week, we get to read about the resurrection of our Lord. So whether you are headed to work or you're thinking about work, or maybe you made it through the first day of the school year, may this passage be an encouragement to you. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they were wondering about this. Suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how He told you while He was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered His words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying there by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. There's a lot of action in this resurrection account. First, the women go very early in the morning on Sunday. They find the stone rolled away from the tomb, and they encounter two people. Do you remember how they're described? With clothes that gleamed like lightning, heavenly beings. And these heavenly beings remind the women of what Jesus had said. He said, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and then what? On the third day, be raised again." So the women take the message back to the apostles, and everybody thinks they're crazy. But Peter, the one in whom I imagine his guilt was so heavy, this was a hopeful message for Peter. I don't know if you have experienced those things where you've sinned against someone and you just can't wait to make it right with them. You have to go to them at once when your sin is revealed to you. Perhaps this is how Peter felt. He wanted to get to that tomb to see if, in fact, perchance, maybe Jesus had been raised from the grave. And when he bends over, he sees the strips of linen lying there. And he wonders, could it be that the Lord has been raised? We'll read more tomorrow and find out on the road to Emmaus that Jesus, yes, in fact, is raised. And he's going to tell us all about the prophecies that lead up to him, that show that he is Lord. For me, Psalm 30, verses 4 and 5 connect very well with what I was just describing about Peter and about Jesus' disappointment in Peter, but how that's only going to last for a very little time. It says in the psalm that his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. And that's Peter's story, and it's also our story, that if we confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he chooses to use those of us who recognize our sin and come in repentance and in faith. Psalm chapter 30, verses 4 and 5. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope that this start to the new school year, for those of you who are involved in that, will be a wonderful one. And so I want to pray today for students and for teachers. Perhaps you already started last week. I think some of our school districts started last week. But wherever you are, let us lift our voices and our prayers to the Lord on behalf of those who work with children today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminders in it of your resurrection, your redemption, and your reconciliation. We lift up to you teachers, administrators, those who work in lunchrooms, counselors, those who clean the facility, speech-language pathologists, nurses, those who work with students that have special needs, and many others that I've likely forgotten, school resource officers, anyone who is working in schools. Lord, we pray for your protection. We pray for your help. We pray for those who have influence over students that they will live in a way that helps the students flourish. And we pray for the students of Mountain Brook Baptist and of our families, Lord, that you would grow them in wisdom and stature and favor with you and with others, that you would give them favor and flourishing, that you would give them purity in life and in speech and in conduct. And ultimately, Lord, that you would make them wise and help them to choose to follow you. And so we lift up the names of several students right now, of several that we know work in school systems. And we thank you, Lord, for their lives and their ministries. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.